Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Barber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs bunts towards third. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barber moves to third. Clark moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pepitone. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hansen moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barber strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. White reaches second base with a double. Davis throws the ball into Hansen, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw bunts towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horlan bunts towards first. Mantle scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. Mantle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Woody Held now playing right field. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko pinch hits for Steve Barber. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Berry pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Woody Held now playing left field. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.